Many supplements on the market are hard to absorb or packed with fillers, but that's not the case with Quiksilver Scientific. Quiksilver Scientific is a U.S.-based company that manufactures advanced liposomal supplements, making nutrients easier for your body to absorb and put to work quickly. Made in Colorado in an NSF GMP-certified facility and rigorously tested, this is science-first supplementation. After adding ultravitamin into my routine, recovery feels faster and I don't hit that midday crash anymore. Trusted worldwide for supplements that truly make a difference in performance, resilience, and well-being. Quiksilver Scientific makes advanced liposomal supplements so you can actually feel the difference. Energy, focus, calm, recovery. Get 10% off plus free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. That's tryqs.com/podcast. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hi, my lovely listeners. This is Veronique, your host. So before I introduce you to the next guest, I want to make a little announcement. Some of you already know I'm a sound healer now, and I have a new path in my life, and this is fantastic. I love it, and I really want to share my gift with you. So if you're interested about having a sound bath, or if you want to know about sound bath, I do virtual sound bath because I know a lot of you are listening from abroad. So we can do Zoom, we can do YouTube. So if you're looking to relax, realign, and inner peace, I offer virtual one-on-one sound healing sessions and online group sound bath designed to help you release stress and restore balance. And using the pure tones of crystal singing bowls and guided meditation, each session is a deeply calming experience from the comfort of your own space. So if you're ready to shift your energy and raise your vibration, visit my website, harmoniousechoes.com, to book your session today. Welcome back to High Vibes and a Mic. I'm Veronique, your host. Today, I speak with Brandi Hudson. Brandi is a performance coach, happiness expert, and speaker dedicated to empowering individuals to live the life of their dreams. With nearly 20 years of experience in corporate leadership roles, she has found her true calling in guiding high-achieving individuals to unlock their full potential, achieve peak performance, and cultivate authentic happiness. Through her proprietary BASE process, beliefs, alignment, self-awareness, and emotional resilience, she helps people shift their realities by spending the majority of their time in high vibration emotions, allowing them to more easily align with their inherent potential. Let's hear it from Brandi. Hi, Brandi. Welcome to High Vibes on the Mic. How are you today?
I'm amazing. How are you today?
I'm great. I'm so happy to see you and to talk to you. We're going to talk about something that really is close to my heart. So today we're going to talk about true happiness, how to attract success, fulfillment. Okay, this is what you're an expert of. So let's start with you, of course. So you started as in corporate, like corporate leadership. For like 20 years. Okay. That's where you were. And then you're like, okay, I need to change and I need to help people transform themselves. And you became a transformational coach. So what inspired you to go that?
Yeah, there was one little step in between. I, led these really large sales teams. And then before I decided to help other people transform, I really spent a significant amount of time focusing on transforming myself. So yes. I wanted to really think about how I could take the success that I'd had in corporate America and actually like apply those skills to being like really happy with myself and to finding what fulfilled me and aligning with my own purpose. And then as I was doing that, people started reaching out to me organically to work with them. And then that's when I made the transition to having a practice that really focuses on people performing at the highest level, like aligning with success that feels much more easy, and ultimately building a life that feels as good as it looks.
Yeah, because you had like a very high position. So you were not really happy in your life with that position because it is America. Everybody wants to be successful, those big jobs, right, in corporate. But you didn't feel that you were complete? Or what was the little light?
Never use the word complete. So I don't know if I didn't feel complete, but it didn't give me what I expected. And I think most people find that, right? I think most people realize that when you are truly happy, you will always have a life that feels very purposeful and fulfilled. However, you can have a life that on paper looks like it's checking all the boxes, and ultimately you don't feel as fulfilled and happy. And so I'm grateful for those experiences. And I know those experiences led me to this place. And there is a lot of value in delivering at a high level and really like strengthening the skills that you have from a corporate perspective. And also, I know that's just not why God put me on the planet. That wasn't the end all be all for me.
Yeah, that's good to know, right?
It is important to know.
Yeah, like I told you before we started the podcast, I was working for also 20 years in corporate, and out of nowhere, I'm like, okay, I think I'm supposed to do something else. And that's what I'm doing right now, more spiritual, more close to people, helping people. I like that.
Yeah, yes.
So you have...
We need people to do both, right? Like we need people to do all the things. We need people to support people in their kind of spiritual growth and their transformation. We need people to lead teams. We need people to be on the teams, right? Like we need people to do all of the jobs in the world. And so there's a place for us all.
Yeah. So you have a process called an acronym is BASE. So it's beliefs, alignment, self-awareness, emotional resilience.
Yes.
So you work that together to create a lasting transformation. So can you tell us more about this?
So it's a framework that I created. Like I said, I took a step back and I was like, how have I created this success, right? Like in corporate America with my career and other aspects of my life. I felt like I had an amazing husband. I had, you know, really aligned with, you know, the level of health that I was looking for. So I had lots of things that were going right. And I knew that those same skills would help me in like feeling fulfilled and purposeful and aligned with my own joy. And when I took a step back and really like distilled it, I came up with this framework BASE, and I call it BASE because I do think it's foundational. Any problem you're looking to solve, if you move it through this framework, you will solve the problem. And I say that like very clearly. These are the four things that anyone who talks to you about like how do we align with what we're looking for, this is it. So one is what beliefs do you have, right? So let's say that you're looking to get married, right? And you're a woman and you're like, oh, women my age, it's hard to find someone. Or if you're a successful woman, you're like, women who are as successful as me, it's really hard. Or if you're a Black woman, you're like, oh, there's not enough, and you want to marry a Black man, there's not enough Black men, right? Like, so people say these things and they think that they're just like saying them in passing, but these are really beliefs that we hold on to deeply, right? Or if you're a woman in corporate America and you have these beliefs about who gets to be the CEO, who gets to be the general manager, right? So you can have these beliefs. And even when you have evidence that these things are true, they're just not helpful to you, right? So even if you have evidence that there's like more women than men in your city, or there are no female executives at your company, if you dwell on those things and you believe them deeply, then you by definition are going to be really challenged with getting what you want, with solving this problem that you have, right? So the first thing is to shift what you believe about the world, because we know that it's not absolutely true. Whatever you think you believe, it's not absolutely true, because there is someone in these 8 billion people who will disagree with you, right? There is one woman who is an executive, and there is lots of women who are married. Whatever it is that you're looking for, if there's evidence of it in the world, then you know it's not absolutely true. So it's a limiting belief that you hold. And the first work is to really like disentangle yourself from that belief, right? And then after we kind of think about our beliefs, we really want to get into alignment with what we're seeking. So everything has its own energetic frequency. Every single thing in the world. I have one, you have one, the trees have one, the ocean has one. Everything has an energetic frequency, our neighborhoods, our homes. And the thing that you're trying to call in to your life, it has its own energetic frequency. Now you can align with it without aligning to the frequency, but I call it like pushing a boulder up a mountain. It's going to be really, really challenging for you. But if you can get into alignment, get into the knowing that the thing that you're seeking is going to be yours, and that's what we call an energetic aligning. And it can be a knowing, it can be an expectancy, it can be just like this realization that it is inevitable that the thing that you're calling in comes to you, right? Like, so you release all the doubt, you release all the fear, the worry. When you're in that knowing, but you hold it lightly, then you're also going to call that thing into you, right? So whatever we're seeking, we have to like get to that place where we just release any doubt, right? And that's when we're a vibrational match, vibrational alignment with the thing that we're trying to call in. And the step of alignment is actually supported by all the other steps of the base process. Because, right, the other steps of the base process are about clearing and releasing what doesn't serve you, identifying what doesn't serve you. And the A is about being in that absolute coherence, right? That coherence of what you're seeking. And then self-awareness is really about knowing when you're on track or off track, right? So self-awareness is this idea of like, when you have a limiting belief, catching yourself. Like so many people will say, it's just so hard. It's just so hard. Or I just don't know, right? And so you want to have an awareness when you're calling things hard all the time, right? That you're creating your own blocks in this world and in this lifetime. And so when we have a greater awareness of what our beliefs are and what's kind of getting in our way, then we more quickly can shift. We can more quickly alchemize what we're looking for. But when we're not in a state of awareness, then you have to hire a coach like me to always help you see what's getting in your way, right? So we want to get to the point where you don't have to hire anyone and you just automatically hear when you're off track and then you can quickly shift. And then the E is the trickiest part, I say, and it's really about emotional resilience, right? So it's about being in this place of knowing that over your lifetime, lots of things have happened to you, right? So they can be stressful events, right? Perhaps you were in a car accident. Perhaps your mom always yelled at you when you were little. It could be traumatic events. You could have had something very, very serious happen to you over the course of your life. And the work when those things happen to us, because we're humans and we will all have those things, the work is to hold on to the wisdom of that event, to really get to this place of like, that happened for me, not to me, and then to release the density of it, right? So when we hold on to the dense energy of the past, then we bring the past into our present moment and we're kind of in this place of repeating the pattern. And so we'll see it showing up over and over and over again in these very different ways. But when we do the work to really release ourselves from those past events, hold on to that wisdom and let go of the dense energy that we have from it, then we can move forward. And when we take those four steps and we apply it to any problem, any goal, anything that we're seeking in our life, it's going to allow us to more easily align to it. And we just have to have rigor around doing each of the steps, right? Mm-hmm. And do that over and over again. We're going to build a life that's going to start to feel much more easy to us. We're going to more easily get into alignment with what we're seeking. And we're going to start to feel like our life is in flow. It just happens much more easily. You're going to feel magnetic. You might even feel magical. And that's the goal. That's really our birthright. That's where we're supposed to be more often. We're supposed to feel as though we are the creator of our experience instead of feeling like life is happening to us.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes it's so happy to feel like a creator when everything goes your way. You know, you have those seasons where everything is working out, everything is perfect, and then, pow, something happened, you know. And you just lose everything. You're like, oh no. And you just lose every belief you had, every positivity, everything for a little while. And I thought, you know, you can come back, but you know, just some little thing happened and can put all your effort.
And I think that's why we want to build resilience, right? Because we actually don't want to have that happen. We don't want to like hit a road bump and feel like, oh, we lost everything, right? When things happen, first of all, we want to try not to have highs and lows. Like everything goes well and then everything goes wrong. Usually when that happens in our lives, it means that we actually haven't changed. So sometimes we are like, life is just getting better. And we just kind of take the better, but we didn't do anything for our life to get better. I tell people all the time, if you didn't take any action, if you didn't do any work, if you didn't do any healing and your life gets better, it probably won't stay that way. Right? Because we all have a set point in our life and we're really just going to rotate around that set point. It's like the earth rotating around the sun. And that's why like you'll feel like you're having this great run and you're hoping that it stays, but you didn't really earn it. And so you have to get back to that set point. And so you are going to have those down moments. But when you do the work, kind of using that framework that I talked everyone through, when you do that work, you actually raise your set point and then you can stay in that really good place. So we don't want to leave our lives to chance, because when we leave our lives to chance, then we fall off the cliff and we get right back to where we started from. And that's inevitable.
Is it what you talk when you talk about high vibration emotions? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, like happiness, peace, joy, love. Those are our beautiful high vibration emotions, and those are our birthright. That's where we should spend the majority of our time. And the dense emotions, worry, fear, anxiety, those emotions actually come to tell us that we're off track, that we're not moving in the right direction. And we should take action when we are feeling those emotions, right? So if you feel shame, if you feel fear, if you feel worry over a span of time, then you want to step back and say, like, what is this trying to teach me? What is this message? What is this lesson? And then when you get the lesson, you get the message, then you take action to change it. And you go back to those more high vibration emotions, which is where we should spend the majority of our time.
Yes. Do you do that through meditation, journaling? Can you tell us one or two methods that you do during your coaching?
Yeah, I think if a dense emotion shows up for someone in their lives, I think the first thing we can do is really journal, or I would talk to someone about, why do we think that's showing up for you, right? So like if your child triggers you one night and is like, oh, I got really angry.
Every night. Right now it's every night.
Yeah. So you want to ask yourself, right? Like, why is this happening? Like, what about my child's behavior is causing me to be triggered, right? And the first thought is like, they're not listening. They're not. But it really isn't them, it's us. And our work is with us. And so we have to ask ourselves, like, in a world where it's not them, what is it about me that is being triggered by their behavior, right? And then when we start to ask ourselves those philosophical questions and then really sit until we have a strong answer and then do the work around that, right? Like, were we taught as a child that, like, kids should listen to everything that adults say. And now that they're not listening, that's triggering us because we weren't raised that way, right? Or is there something in our experience that is causing us to believe that our child should act differently, right? And really, they're here having their own experience of the world, and that's what they're going to do. And it may not always be in alignment with what we want. I had a girlfriend post online on Sunday, on Mother's Day. You see, there's a picture of her with her two daughters, and one daughter is like standing perfectly next to her mom, and the other daughter is like doing her own thing. And she said in the caption, she said, "We can see one of my daughters didn't want me to live my best life." And I responded back to the caption. I said, "It looks like she's trying to live her best
life."
Yeah. But that's usually what happens, right? Like, we're like, but why aren't you doing the thing I want you to do? And it's not just with our kids. It's kind of with all of the world. We think people should really align with what we want. And that's just not the way it works.
When you understand that, you know, people are not going to do what you want, or you cannot change people, your life completely changes. But yeah, the kids, my husband asked me yesterday, are you okay? Because they're not going to sleep this week. What's going on? They don't want to go to bed. Yesterday, my husband was like, it's the full moon. So maybe it's the moon, you know, it can do something to the kids. So be patient.
Yeah, that's true. And also, like, if we're working on patience, God's going to give us lots of opportunities to be patient.
Oh, yeah. Please. I'm praying every night. But give me patience.
Yeah. And the way God gives you patience isn't by making it so that nothing shows up for you. It gives you opportunities to be patient. So someone's going to keep pressing your buttons or rushing you or not rushing for you so that you can slow down and be patient.
And so what would be the most powerful transformation that you witness during your base framework from a client?
I mean, I've seen so many transformations. I mean, I've seen people earn promotions. I've seen people get book deals. I've seen people who were looking to, were running a startup and they wanted to raise more money. I've seen people raise more money. I've seen lots of mini transformations. I don't say it lightly, and I've created that framework for sure, but like all of the aspects of the framework are just aspects of the laws of the universe, right? So these are just universal laws that I have brought together. And so that's why I say so confidently, like, when you use this framework, you will change your life. These aren't things that I created. I've just distilled them in a way to make them really accessible to people. And so the framework, because they are built on these universal laws of the universe, they work with anything that you're looking to call in. Oh, I've also had women like find partners and find love, or we've used it to help people lose weight. There's lots of beautiful transformations that happen.
Okay, so you can do a lot of things with this framework then. It's not only
literally any problem you're trying to solve, you can think like, what do I believe about this issue? Why am I not in alignment? How do I get in better alignment? And how do I have greater emotional resilience? And then how do I have self-awareness when all of these things aren't aligned?
I know personally, because when we talked earlier about the beliefs, when you said you have to change, you know, your beliefs and, you know, not be negative, things like that. There was two things that came up to my mind when I was really negative and I was like, this is not working out. There was this job I really wanted. I was raised in France and I really wanted to be a flight attendant. I really wanted to work for an airlines, and it wasn't happening in France. And one day I was like, you know what? I'm leaving. And I went to England. Within 6 months, I worked for an airline. Like, and I tried for like 5 years in France, never happened. 6 months. Then I saw a stay in England. I'm like, perfect. After 5 years, I'm like, I cannot find a man here. There's no man in London for me. I cannot find. And the thing, you know, this negative, I take it positive. I'm like, okay, I'm leaving. This is not my country. I'm leaving. I came here, found a man without a year. From my country, on top of this. So that was even better. But yeah, so it's true that sometimes you have to, I don't know, shouldn't, you know, resist also what sometimes the universe put in front of you, right? Sometimes you just have to pause and think, okay, should I just continue doing this? Or maybe should I try something else? And it can become very positive. I mean, that works for me.
You, I would argue that it was really your belief that going somewhere else was going to get you what you wanted, right?
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, our beliefs can sustain us wherever we are because our beliefs are us. But if you have a strong belief, like I'm going to go to England and I'm going to become a flight attendant, then when you got to England, you got to be a flight attendant. It had nothing to do with being in England. It is like our deep beliefs, right? And then if you're in England, and I think it's interesting, remember, because what did I say? When you don't actually do work and you get like a gift, it's a little bit like a game of whack-a-mole. So then like something else popped up for you. So like you were in France and you couldn't get the job, and then you move and you get the job, but now you've moved and a different thing is a problem because you, right? And so the work becomes being like, oh, I'm just going to do the work so that I can attract everything that I'm seeking like right here, right?
Well,
because
yeah.
It's the belief. So you can choose to believe in anywhere in this world that like, you're going to get the job, you're going to get the man, you're going to get all the things that you're looking for. And I And I only say that because I want people to realize just how powerful they are, right? Like there's nothing external to you that you need in order to have the life that you want, right? Like you have all the power, and it is that relentless belief that we have, and we associate it with something external to us, but it's just the belief. But you can believe in anything, right? Like I can believe, like that's why when people have like these superstitions, right? Like they're like, I throw salt over my back, I do this, I do that. It's just the belief that the superstition works. It's not the superstition, you know? And so we just want to learn to believe deeply in ourselves the same way we believe in these actions that we decide to take or these superstitions that we have. Because when we believe deeply in ourselves, then we know no matter where we are, no matter what's going on around us, it's us that has created the life that we're looking for.
Especially that I met this man I could have met in France 2 years earlier. I need to travel all around the world.
But that's what God was trying to show you by giving you, like, by being like, oh, yeah. The man was always there. Yeah. I love that. See, love that. That's a good testament to that point.
So you talk a lot about intuition also, and you work with these people who are very high achievers. So how can they trust their own intuition? How do you tell them? They need to believe, I know they need to believe in themselves, but how can their own intuitive guidance can help them?
Yeah. I mean, for people who haven't, especially when there's people who are highly accomplished, they oftentimes believe in data and science and checklists, right? Like they think that's the answer. And so one of the first things that I take people through when I'm helping them to really lean into their intuition is to review a situation that didn't go as well as they would have liked, right? And then we start to talk about where in the process they started to know it was going to fall apart and where they didn't listen to themselves, right? And so what I almost always find is people very early on knew. So if you have a situation where something didn't work out, but you might have pushed forward because on paper it looked great. And I'm like, oh, did you have a knowing up front that maybe this wasn't going to work out? And 100% of the time people are like, well, there was this thing, right? And then I'm like, okay, now let's walk through the timeline horizon of this situation. And I want you to tell me every point along the timeline where you had a sneaking suspicion, gut knew something was off, whatever you want to call it. And then we just help people realize that all the time our intuition is trying to guide us, and we're oftentimes shushing it, shush, 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 and we're pushing forward, right? And so when we do that work, we can get to a really good place. And then the second thing I do is like try to lower the stakes, right? So if I'm telling you to trust your intuition about like, do you take a job? Do you not take a job? Do you marry a guy? Do you not marry a guy? Like that's so big. And if you've never trusted your intuition, you're not about to like make the biggest decisions of your life from your gut, right? So we try to identify these much smaller opportunities to follow our gut, right? Like do we take a meeting? Do we not take a meeting? Like do we, you know, cancel with someone? So it's like, okay, next time you get like a little ping to do something, a ping that won't materially change your life, let's follow that ping and then let's see how it serves you, right? And for people who love lists, you know, they can keep track of the benefits of following their intuition. And then they start to see like, oh, this is actually 100%. Like everyone's intuition comes across differently. Like some people comes across in their head. Some people it comes across in their gut. Some people have a knowing in these other ways. So everyone's knowing is different. Some people need to wait a few days before they know for sure, right? But however, we all have it. And so we want to train ourselves to follow it relentlessly. I say a prayer every morning, dear God, help me to follow my intuition quickly without failing, right? Like I want to quickly and always follow my intuition. It is my only accurate compass in the world, right? There's no science that's 100%. There isn't. right? Like I worked in healthcare my whole life. There's every drug you take works between 70 and 90% of the time, right? Every clinical trial helps between 60 and 80% of the patients. Nothing or 90%, nothing's 100%, right? But our intuition, when we clear all the static and we're able to hear it perfectly, will always guide us.
That's a good tip what you said about praying in the morning. I like that.
Yeah. Yes.
Because you know, our intuition is such a superpower. And we don't use it like we should. You know, we never, I mean, I'm guilty of this. Yeah. I always have, oh, no, you shouldn't do that. And, I realized, yeah, you should have listened to your intuition.
But it's a sign really that we don't trust ourselves. And as a society, we're not taught to trust ourselves. And that's why we have to build that muscle of trusting ourselves and seeing how it's much easier to outsource ourselves to a pill or to study or to a boss. And when we outsource, what does that give us? That gives us the opportunity to blame someone else when it doesn't go right.
Yeah, that's
right?
True.
But we want to be in a beautiful place of trusting ourselves and knowing that we've got all that we need to be successful.
And you mentioned also helping clients align with the quantum field. What is this?
That's just like the energetics of it all, right? So, I mean, I'm overly simplifying it, but right, like we have this ability to kind of work within like non-time bound experiences. And we have this ability to like energetically align with things and kind of follow our intuition. And all of this is like the energy, right? Like everything in the world is energy. It's what I talked about. Like everything has this vibration. And when we tune into that as a source of our power, as an ability to like really live the life that we dream of living, then we're going to be much more successful.
And because you also talk about releasing balance between so high performance, nurturing your body, your mind, your spirit. Is that part of your program? Are you going to take care of all of this when they come to you?
Well, I don't, there's like no magic button, right? So I tell people we come and we work on like an issue, a problem, a goal that you believe if we were to solve it would ultimately solve many other aspects of your life. We want to create a domino effect. And then we teach people the framework. I don't want to be like a forever. I want to teach people how to fish. I don't want to be feeding them forever, right? And so the work that I do is to help people materially change and know that we're always evolving. Like you won't be done being an improved version of yourself until you leave the planet. And so I believe that I can help you with these skills to make a material shift in your life. But we take it kind of one thing at a time, and then we teach people to apply it in other aspects of their lives when we do one-on-one coaching.
Okay. So how long is the program? You have one-on-one coaching. Do you also do groups? Is it online?
Yeah, I do a group. I do a 12-week group coaching called The Village. I have a online course called The Joy Blueprint, which is 30 days. And then I work one-on-one with people, and that work can be ongoing.
Okay. And like you said, you don't want to be a crutch for them. You just want to show them how to fish. I really like that, you know.
Yeah, I think so many people, right? Like for me, I think it's a little bit of a scarcity mindset to want to have clients forever.
They're going to be part of your life, your family.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't want to be the fabric of your life forever. I will be. And some people like come in and out, right? Like they go and then they come back and they're working with or on something. And they're like, hey, I want a thought partner with you. And I'm always here to do that. But my goal is to help people really be self-sufficient and think about how to do this work with and on themselves. I also have some people that like drop in once a month or once a quarter just to do like a little tune up. And that's fine too.
What kind of first advice would you give someone to begin shifting into alignment to get their best life?
Yeah, I think, right, like the goal of all the work that you're going to do, whether you work with me or someone else, is really to heal your nervous system, right? Because it's in healing our nervous system that we create this coherence. And when we're in coherence, then we attract these things that we want to us. When we're not in coherence, then it's tricky for things external to us to know, like, do you want me? Do you not want me? Right. So we create this coherence in our lives towards the things that we want. And one of the ways that we create coherence is by quieting our minds. Right. So our minds are really the most powerful aspect of our lives. And when we pair our minds with our emotions, which is like really what I focus on with people, then that's how we move towards what we want. And so on any given day, we think 60 to 70,000 thoughts. And, you know, 80% of those thoughts are repetitive and 70% of those thoughts are negative. So the first thing we want to do is to really quiet our minds, right? And we also want to quiet our minds, not just because it's thinking these repetitive negative thoughts, but we also want to quiet our minds because when our mind is really quiet, that is actually when we can hear the voice of God, when we can hear our intuition, when we can be divinely guided. And if your mind is really busy, then you don't hear those nudges, you don't hear those impulses as clearly, right? Or you might mistake fear for intuition. So the very first step that we take is really to quiet our mind.
It's so hard to quiet your minds right now with this modern world, you know, we're living it. I think you mentioned that also, that you have people quiet their mind in that busy world and busy life that we have right now.
Yeah. And I think, right, like the world is busy as we want to make it. And I think it's a fair point, right? Because what you said is true. We were never meant to have this much access to the news. Like in reality, I was meant to like live in this little neighborhood and I was supposed to know what Bobby did and Joe did and Steven did and Jill and Jack, because they live near me and I just know what they do. And now, and I would know if Jack's dad passed away or if like his son got into a terrible car accident. But right now I can know anyone who's ever had an accident anywhere in the world. And that actually isn't what I don't have the space or the capacity, and no human does, to actually deal with that. And so what we realize is that kind of some of these technological advancements aren't in service to our highest good, because it takes us out of like how we were meant to experience the world into this kind of new space where everything is inbound. And so I ask people to really do their very best to create these boundaries, right? Like, why do we really need to know every single thing that's happening in the world?
Because it's there. You can access it. That's why.
Well, yeah. And that's not actually a reason. That's why you're doing it, but that's not why you need to know. And so I offer to people, like, I haven't watched the news in 10 years. And it's,
are you serious?
I'm so serious.
You knew who came back as a president, right?
I didn't say I was uninformed. I said I don't watch the news. But right, because if you watch the news, you're creating a picture and an auditory input that is indelibly imprinted into your experience. And that's just not very helpful. Like, what do you actually do with that information? There's nothing I can do to solve all of the world's problems. I don't invite people to avoid them, but I have people think about, like, where can you actually make a material impact in the world? And just do that, right? So I do serve on lots of nonprofit boards and I help at my university. And that those are spaces where I actually think that my time and energy can impact change. And that's the change that I personally can give to the world. And that is what I should be, have a high awareness of. That's where I should be leaning in. But knowing about every single bad thing that happens in the world where I really don't have any agency, ability, nor the resources to change it isn't helpful for me or for the world at large.
I love what you just said. I love what you just said, because I have some people around me who listen to the news, you know, 24/7. And I'm one of them, telling them, you know, unless you're running to be a mayor or the next senator or whatever from the state, why are you so involved in this? There's nothing you can really do, right?
Yeah. So, like if you're in policy or politics or healthcare or some aspect of the world where like that's necessary, absolutely. But for the average human, that's not necessary.
And you say, we don't have room for this. And I really, really love this. That's a very good argument. It reminded me when I saw that, I don't know if it was an I think it was a CEO or something like that. I saw him on Instagram years ago and he was saying, I never watch the news. Because, you know, I don't like to say I don't have room for this. And he said, if something very important happened, my team will let me know.
Absolutely.
If there's a big war happening.
Let me know. But I promise when something really important happens, your community will let you know.
Exactly. Somebody will tell you, because I don't never watch the news. And that's it's a very, very.
And there, if I think back over the 10 years, there's been a couple of things that have happened in our world where I did go back and turn on the news and you realize like you feel so bad and it's just not helpful there. And there's nothing you can do because these are like these mega events and you're just like tied to the news screen and you're like, this isn't really.
And why are they always reporting the bad things? There's nothing good happening in this world. That's why I noticed.
Well, that's the other thing, right?
Nothing
like the
good.
News is a business.
Yes.
Its purpose is not to provide you with a well-curated overview of all that's happening in the world. Its purpose is to get you to turn it back on tomorrow. And our human nature is that we are drawn to these dense things because we are like wired in that way, right? It's why we can't drive by a car accident without looking at it. That's our innate wiring because we're trying to protect ourselves, we believe, right? Like that is foundational to who we are. And so they're creating the news in a way that draws you back to it.
I know. So I already made the decision before I talked to you to watch less the news. Now I'm telling you, I'm not going to watch. Yeah, I'm not going to watch it. What's wrong?
I love that so much.
It's true. There's no, like, you know, somebody would tell me something.
And it's a beautiful gift to yourself. It's such a beautiful gift you're giving yourself.
Thank you, Randy. So is that something you want to add? Maybe something I didn't talk about, a question I didn't ask?
Such a good question. You know, I think more than anything, I want people to realize that they can absolutely have it all. Right? We just need to go through a stepwise process. We want to take all of our power back and realize that I have everything I need to be everything that I aspire to be in this lifetime. And really, all of our dreams are meant for us. The reason that I dream of being, doing, or having something is because I am meant to have it. I am meant to do it, and I'm meant to be it. And when you walk through life from that place, then you're just going to much more easily align with what you're seeking because you're going to be like, oh, this is my destiny. I am meant to do this. And so the work then isn't to think like, will I do it or will I not do it? The work is simply to clear everything that is in your way and preventing you from getting to what is inevitably yours.
To this? Yeah, I'm not going to add anything to this because completely agree for everything you just said. And so people can find you on your website, Brandy. There's a P, right? Hudson.com?
Brandy B. Hudson. Yeah, Brandy B. Hudson. Brandy with an I, B. Hudson. And that's .com. That's my LinkedIn. That's my Instagram. That's my Facebook. You can find me everywhere. And YouTube. You can find me everywhere there. And then you can email me at Brandy with an I at HiBrandy.com.
I'll put all the information in the show notes.
Amazing.
And people can, you know, connect with you if they need your services. I really appreciated that conversation. Thank you very much, Brandy, for coming. I loved our conversation. And I can't wait for people, you know, to listen to it and to share it with other people who are going to need it too.
Likewise. Thank you so much and have a wonderful afternoon.
Thank you. You too. Hi, my lovely listener, this is Véronique, your host. So before I introduce you to the next guest, I want to make a little announcement. Some of you already know I'm a sound healer now, and I have a new path in my life, and this is fantastic. I love it, and I really want to share my gift with you. So if you're interested about having a sound bath, or if you want to know about sound bath, I do virtual sound bath because I know a lot of you are listening from abroad. So we can do Zoom, we can do YouTube. So if you're looking to relax, realign, and inner peace, offer virtual one-on-one sound healing sessions and online group sound bath designed to help you release stress and restore balance, and using the pure tones of crystal singing bowls and guided meditation. Each session is a deeply calming experience from the comfort of your own space. So if you're ready to shift your energy and raise your vibration, visit my website, harmoniousechoes.com, to book your session today.